B-Pod Studios.
All right, up, out of bed.
Wait,
wake yourself up.
I'm not ready.
What day is it?
What day is it?
This is Tuesday.
Showtime.
Wait, what?
It's not showtime.
Don't get ahead of yourself.
Don't get ahead of yourself.
Don't get ahead of yourself.
I need some coffee.
Before we start.
Okay, now I'm ready.
It's showtime.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Here's Lauren and Wally.
Morning, everybody, and welcome to a Tuesday morning that's going to feel like a Monday because yesterday was a holiday and, you know, well, you know
right.
How it goes.
Right. Welcome to school vacation, too.
Yeah, okay.
How'd you know?
Well.
Where are the kids today?
Right there.
Where hey, Sam's hey, in there.
How you doing, Sam? Good to see you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
I thought that was Kyrie. School vacation week.
Yes.
Okay, we got a lot of stuff coming up on the show today. Let me see. We got, how would you like to be Tom Brady's neighbor? Nice neighborhood. Did
yeah,
you see the house?
I did see the house.
Yeah.
It would be nice.
We will discuss.
Big price reduction, too.
I know.
Yeah.
Wow, it's like a fire sale.
Got that coming up this
fire
morning.
Sale.
Got, hey, I saw Green Book.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Give you a review this morning.
I saw Can You Ever Forgive Me?
I saw Black Klansman. We all saw movies.
We saw movies this weekend.
We're getting ready for Oscars.
Yes, we are.
That's good.
I feel like
okay.
I'm
hey, it was kind of yeah. sad. The guy named George Mendoza. The guy was in the iconic World War II picture where he's kissing the lady at Times Square.
Yes.
He died over the weekend.
He was 95.
95. Yeah. Oh. Let me see. There's a new snore on the market for cure. A new cure on the market for snoring.
Really?
It sounds a little uncomfortable.
Murder?
We'll discuss.
You have to buy it at the snore store?
I think it's the other bedroom. You've got that going this morning. And,
jeez, this is a dark room today.
It is. Hey, what do we got coming up on Dirty Laundry today?
Well, thank you for being a friend. There's a cruise that I really want to take, and I'm really excited about it. And also, it's not a mini-series, but a documentary you need to watch. I watched over the weekend. It's a five-part series, and it's about the unkindest cut, and we'll discuss that.
I knew what that was.
Okay, all this coming up this morning, right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Radio Program.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lauren and Wally Show.
It's time for the big stink bug update. We talked about this a couple weeks ago.
Oh, my God, they were everywhere, especially like that little warm pocket of weather, and then they come out, and they're just everywhere, and they crawl, and they're just awful, and then if you squish them, they smell.
And it's the stink part.
Yeah, and you have a lot of them.
Oh, we get them constantly.
I had several. Yours were in your clothes, though, right?
Well, there's like a warm spot apparently next to like our door where they're sneaking in. So like where the coat rack is, every once in a while you'll put a coat on and be like, "Oh, this is a stink bug!
Okay, good news. Good news. Good news. Bad news. Really, the polar vortex that we just experienced killed 95%
no
of
kidding.
The stink bugs.
Oh. Okay.
95% of the stink bugs that didn't find shelter in somebody's house. So the ones that were in the house or in the eaves.
In my
or
sleeves.
In the sleeves. Yep. And the, yeah, all that stuff.
Sleeves and eaves.
Sleeves and eaves. Those are probably still hanging around. But those bitter cold temperatures, they also killed the emerald ash borer and the southern pine beetle. I don't know if I have any of those.
So if you turn the heat off in your house, you should be fine.
Yeah, exactly.
Just let them freeze to death.
But I just bad news that the polar vortex did not take care of cockroaches and bed bugs. So you can have those still. But I think I will put up with a polar vortex every year to eliminate stink bugs because I find
really?
That they are the most, I don't know.
They're really harmless.
Yeah. I know. They do nothing. They don't eat anything.
No,
they don't they don't bite. They don't do anything.
They don't carry germs or
no,
anything
they're
like
perfectly
that.
Nice.
They're slow moving.
Some of them, I had one that flew and that freaked me out. But they moved it's almost like,
creepy.
It was like Jurassic Park-y. Like it just has a way of,
They taste funny too.
Gross.
Well, not really that bad.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lauren and Wally Show.
Well, this isn't exactly Panama, but we're going to send you to Aruba right after 7 o'clock this morning. Good luck. Okay, we got a real treat for you this morning right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show, primarily because of school vacation week. Because this was the NBA All-Star Weekend that we just wrapped up here.
Yeah.
So we thought we would bring in a special basketball expert to kind of wrap up the entire weekend. Would you do the introduction here, Brian?
Yeah, well, it is school vacation week, so foremost NBA aficionado and expert. Analyst. Sam Bell, my 9-year-old, came to work with me today.
Analyst.
I'm sorry, yes. Speak up good and loud, Sam.
What?
So Sam watched a lot of basketball this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
So give us your wrap-up of the NBA weekend.
It was good.
What did we have? the skills challenge. What happened
skills
in the skills challenge?
Yeah. Jason Tatum came to play.
Yeah, Jason Tatum. Talk right into the microphone.
Hi.
What did he do to win the...
He hit a half-court shot
and
bounced Trae Young's 3 out of the way, and he said, I want to win!
Yep.
Wow, okay.
So, first Celtic to ever win the skills challenge.
Oh, wow, okay.
Who's your all-time favorite basketball player in all the world?
Donovan Mitchell.
Really?
Donovan Mitchell.
I like Donovan. Yep. You guys are pals, you and Donovan Mitchell, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah. So then All-Star Saturday night.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Yep. What was going on for that night, Sam?
Hamidou Diallo jumped over Shaq.
Shaq, 7 feet tall.
And then dunked it?
No, he's 7 feet 1.
Oh, he's 7'1". Come on, get it right. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Mm-hmm.
What size shoe does he wear?
22.
And so what's the guy's name again?
Hamidou Diallo.
Right. I knew that.
Yep.
Wow. Totally.
Yeah, but can he spell it?
So yeah, so he dunked over Shaq to win the dunk contest. And then who won the 3-point contest?
Joe Harris.
It wasn't Steph Curry?
No, Steph Curry choked.
Oh,
Steph Curry choked. Okay.
Wow. All right. And then we had the big All-Star game Sunday night. What were the teams on that?
Team Giannis.
Yeah.
Hey, do you want to know his last name?
What's his last name?
Antetokounmpo.
Oh.
Okay.
Wow.
Nice. And who was in charge?
And I can spell that.
Who was in charge of the other team?
What?
Who was in charge of the other team?
Team LeBron.
LeBron. Okay.
LeBron.
Yeah. And did Kyrie play?
Yeah.
Really?
Good.
With that hurt knee, huh?
Who won the game?
Team LeBron.
They did?
Team LeBron, okay.
Yeah, they were down 20 at one point.
Oh, wow. Well, what was the best play of the game, the All-Star game?
Giannis, when Steph Curry bounced it up, and it went 16.6 feet in the air, and Giannis still dunked it.
Whoa.
Amazing.
Wow. Right over
amazing.
KD.
Yeah.
It was pretty amazing. Yeah, so it was pretty good.
Okay.
Pretty good All-Star weekend, right?
Good. Nice.
Well, thank you
great
very much for the
Sam.
Update. We
Sam.
Appreciate
job, buddy.
It, Sam.
Welcome.
Okay, and Hans.
Read a book.
And Hank is here with some more stuff.
Yeah, Celts back in action this Thursday in Milwaukee as the second half begins. Despite a hat trick from former Bruin Joe Thornton, the Bruins won their 6th straight. They beat the Sharks 6-5 on Charlie McAvoy's goal in overtime last night in San Jose. The Bees, the hottest team in the NHL. WROR.com if you want to see the highlights. Red Sox first full squad spring training workout today in Fort Myers. Colin Kaepernick's lawyer says he wouldn't be surprised if Cap ended up with the Patriots. Wouldn't that be something?
I would be surprised.
I would be too.
Yeah, really.
Hank Morris, WROR Sports, along with the great Sam Bell.
Bell.
Hi,
okay,
I'll take all the credit.
Speaking of Kaepernick, what do you guys think? Do you think that the NFL just caved on this because there's some dirty laundry in there they didn't want exposed?
Oh, the NFL. They're such fine, upstanding people at the NFL.
That would never happen? Yeah, okay.
Quite possibly $60 to $80 million is what they're saying that
he
got.
Can you imagine?
Whoa.
Some must be something hiding out there.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wiley Show.
So, how would you like to move in and be Tom Brady's neighbor? Have you seen the house?
Yeah, I've seen the house. You know what? The thing is that it's hard to see that house. You cannot see it from the street.
True.
Because
you tried driving by it this weekend?
Yeah, exactly.
Really?
Because the driveway to this mansion next to Tom Brady is how long?
Third of a mile long.
A third of a mile long.
Tree-lined, you know, and kind of winds
getting
back.
Getting the mail must be a pain.
Shoveling it would be
If you go out your back door, you're on the golf course at the Country Club.
Oh, the Country Club.
Which is right next to Putter. see, it's right next to the Putterham Golf Course. And here's how fancy the Country Club is. When the U.S. Open came to Brookline and played at the Country Club, they used Putterham Golf Course for a parking lot.
I just
That's
can't.
Awful.
I have a problem with the Country Club. Because it just... The Country Club. Nothing
like
else.
The Ohio State.
Or like the right. Kearney. Or the Faulkner.
Yeah.
If you want to buy this, by the way, the asking price... It's dropped $59 million.
Yeah, that's good.
Originally, it was $90 million. It was on the market for $90 million. And so they dropped the price to $31 million.
Criminal, really.
Wow. But even at $31 million, if you buy it, your monthly mortgage payment is going to be $202,584.
Oh, boy.
Is that what, 20% down?
That's right. Yeah, it's 20%
okay.
down.
Okay. So do you have the specs on this house?
Yeah.
Okay, because I wonder what...
this gets you.
Okay, get you.
In Brookline.
Eight bedrooms, 12 bathrooms, 26,000 square feet, plus 5,000 square foot granite decks that overlook garden views, special plantings, and all this kind of
thing. But it's only got a four-car garage, Lauren.
I know. It's, you know, what are you going to... But I'm thinking 12 bathrooms. I can't even afford the toilet paper.
There's parking for another 20 or more vehicles.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Wow. Yeah, it's a little big.
And it's on 14 acres?
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean...
What are the taxes on that, you think?
You know, 14 acres. You're going to spend a lot of your Saturday and Sunday mowing the lawn.
That's a big problem.
See, you know what the taxes... You ask about the taxes?
Yeah.
$294,059.
Okay. Okay. Wow, so that's a problem.
Something. Yeah, I just rather... Like, there's a easier, cheaper way to become besties with the Bradys.
Really? What's your
plan?
Enroll your kid in one of their schools and then just make sure that they are invited to the birthday parties. And then you can just get in that way.
And before the hockey games, make sure you stop by Dunkin' Donuts because Giselle always picks up the Dunkin' Donuts before the games.
Yeah, that's right. She loves the Munchkins.
What a woman.
I feel like the Bradys might be more selective than just inviting everyone in the kids' class.
Come on, it's
I'm just thinking.
So your kid, kid's going to have to be vetted before he gets to the party.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, or you can buy this bazillion-dollar mansion. It's very beautiful.
It was built by Paul Fireman. He's the guy who founded Reebok. Remember back in the 80s, everybody had Reeboks. You had to have Reeboks.
Oh, yeah. That's where my money went?
That's where your money went.
High tops that I tucked into my jeans?
You got it.
Oh, my God.
You know, the nice thing is, though... This doesn't have any lead paint in this house, so you won't have to do any work to it.
Wow, that's a relief. Thanks a lot, Hank.
The Lauren and Wally Show.
Morning.
More 80s.
More variety.
All day.
And all night.
80s.
And more.
105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Ephus walks into $3 Dewey's, bellies up to the bar next to Lem, and we hear...
Say, Ephus, what's the matter with you? You looked awful down in the mouth.
Well, me and Effie had another big brouhaha.
Oh, my God. How'd this one turn out?
Well, when it was all over, she come crawling to me on her hands and knees.
Oh, really? What'd she say?
She said, come out from under the bed, you gutless weasel.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show. What did you do this time?
Well, okay, so I like all of America a month ago. Watched Netflix and watched Tidying Up with Marie Kondo. And
right,
I'm like, this little sprightly woman, she seems so happy when she gets rid of stuff. So I decided to Kondoize my life.
Yeah. Okay. We all did.
And thrift store shoppers everywhere. Thank you.
Yes, exactly. So we've been purging little by little, purging books, purging clothes, purging. Before this all started, we purged all the stuff in our garage.
Happy you were when you got your garage cleaned
now
out?
I can park my car in garage. Yep. Okay, so tonight is senior night at girls basketball at Canton High School, and my friend said to me, "Hey, can you get your camera? I have like a nice Canon with a long lens and stuff, take pictures of everybody." And I'm like, "Sure." And so yesterday, I looked for my camera. For all my cameras. I have like 3 digital cameras, probably like 5 lenses. Nowhere to be found.
You're kidding.
To be found. And I remember looking at them and thinking, do I need all these cameras? Maybe I should donate them. Gone. So I condoized my cameras. And now, I have none.
These are nice cameras too, right?
Super nice. Like I can't replace them.
See, this is the problem.
So this is the problem. Yep. And I feel like there's a dark side to the condo thing that I think I'm discovering, and I think most people are going to discover, because in their rush to get rid of stuff, they're getting rid of things that are of value that they use
Or even like heirlooms or like, okay, so yeah, you're not going to use it all the time, but maybe it's something you should hang on to. And I think people definitely got caught up in.
Like the kid who his mother threw out his coffee, his favorite coffee mug with the $4,500 in it that she didn't see.
Ooh,
oh, see.
That'll do it.
See, exactly. So I want to use my mistake as a cautionary tale.
A learning moment here
this
on the Warner White Morning
Show.
Evil.
Marie Kondo is a terrible human.
You know what I'm going to do?
And she's working with the thrift stores, and I don't know who got those cameras, but.
Well, I'm going to Goodwill today, and if I find it and buy it for $5, I'll sell it back to you at a good price.
If it's gone and if it's donated, it probably has one of the.
Ooh, what kind of pictures are on there?
Oh, my gosh.
Do we have a European vacation situation on our hands?
Excellent.
Oh, my God. I didn't even think of that until now.
If you happen to be out there, what kind of camera should they be looking for?
I'm not telling them anymore.
Okay, that's what I was afraid of.
The Morning Wally Show. Mornings. More 80s. More variety. All day. And all night. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Okay.
Let's
go. What do you got? Dirty Laundry Report brought to you by MAHealthConnector.org. We have Golden Girls news. We have some Oscar news.
Golden Girls news?
Yes.
Really?
You know, a documentary you need to watch on Amazon Prime. Yeah. I'm going to get to these things, but I'm just staring at Kim Kardashian in her Terry Mugler dress that she wore this weekend. Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Have you? Well,
I did Saturday, Sunday, and yesterday.
So
you saw a lot.
Exactly.
Didn't you?
Okay. You know, there are times in history where the dress makes a statement. You know, like Marilyn Monroe on the wind.
Yeah.
J-Lo with the
Grammy dress.
Yeah, it was like not there. Well, Kim, she's taken it to a whole new level because she wore a dress that. I am fearful that it's going to be recreated for prom. Because takes cutouts to a whole different level.
She looks like she's wearing an asterisk.
Yeah, she just, yep. She just, like, it's just basically two bands over her boobs.
Yeah.
And and if she moves in one direction or another, it's going to come flying out.
I
one
got
of
you.
Them.
Yep. Okay.
If she sneezes, it's over.
Yeah, it's over.
You
it's
can't
over.
Sneeze in a dress like
anyway,
that.
So I just want to let you know that exists.
Don't wear that dress if you got a cold, okay?
Yeah, and it's a vintage 98 one. I think it's the moths really got to
I'd love that model too, vintage 98.
Okay, the Golden Girls. They're going to have a cruise. The Golden Girls cruise set sail.
Wait a minute,
in
aren't 2020. They all like
Golden Girl?
No,
aren't they gone?
Betty White's the only one who's alive. They're not going to go on the cruise, but it's going to be a Golden Girls themed, complete with cheesecake.
Oh,
it's going to the Western Caribbean. It'll stop in Key West and Cozumel, February 24th, 2020. There's a bar crawl, fancy dress party, a dinner, bingo night, karaoke at the Rusty Anchor where Blanche used to pick up her guys. $1,200, double occupancy for a cabin with a balcony.
Wow.
So save up. I would go on a
really?
Yeah, but
really? Seriously?
With girlfriends? That'd be so funny. I mean, it would just for like. Just the shtick of it all.
If you were a Depend salesman, you'd like to go on that cruise.
Right,
you know what I mean?
No, I think
it's
for young people. I think, you know, like it's maybe some.
Let us know how that works.
Yeah, okay.
I think you should go.
But there'll be plenty of hover-round parking as well.
Queen is going to perform at the Oscars, so that's exciting. They're going to, with Adam Lambert fronting the band. So that's good news. But, all right, the really big news that I want to talk about is the documentary that I watched over the weekend on Amazon Prime. And it's called Lorena, and it's about Lorena Bobbitt and John Wayne Bobbitt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that, back in 93, it was the biggest tabloid story in the world. Now, to review, Lorena Bobbitt sliced off her husband's
business. Yeah.
And it was a joke. Like, it was a big
joke. It became
joke.
A punchline very quickly.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
And this is a serious case of domestic violence, and you've got to watch it. It's a 4-part series because you go from watching the beginning of the documentary, kind of being like, well, I mean, this is kind of you have very different opinions, and then it takes you on this journey. And I swear, it's so captivating, and I also feel a little bit bad because, you know, we made fun of the whole thing.
Yeah.
And these two people are very damaged people, and I think it's worth...
Yeah.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, so to speak,
no,
yes.
Emotionally damaged. And I think it's really worth watching because I think you'll... I think what I took away from it is that you really have to look at it, all these tabloid stories, with a different lens. You know, we have to try to be better. I really think. I think it's one of those things. It was just an excellent, excellent documentary.
Did Dave know you were watching that documentary at all?
No, he didn't. Oh, nope, he did not.
It's a good thing.
It's pretty graphic, too, so be warned.
It was pretty scary. Yeah, I mean, you know, she cut it off and then threw it out the window, and the police came and found it.
What their relationship was like was really unbelievable, and what happened to them after this whole thing is really unbelievable as well. Really, really worth your time. So that's it.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
80s and more. 105.7
You guys want to stop talking about
this? This is the Lauren and Wally Show. Know what?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Game time. It's on the air. Win a grand in 60 seconds is here. WROR. $1,000 in cash from Century Bank. Up for grabs. And we have Cheryl Flynn standing by. Cheryl is from Concord, Massachusetts. And she is a psychologist. Good morning, Cheryl. How are you this morning?
I'm doing okay.
Great, great. So you must have a ball listening and analyzing us every morning.
Yeah. We have a couch here. We really do.
I could write a book.
Well,
okay,
bet.
So you understand what's going to be happening here. Are you feeling confident about the entire process?
A little bit.
Okay,
good.
If I knew
it was 70s trivia, TV trivia, I'd be all set. But I know it's not.
That's your strong category, huh?
That's my wheelhouse, yeah.
Okay, hang on. I'm just checking. Nah, you're out of luck. Okay, so here's the deal.
You'll love the consolation prize, though.
No,
over the next 60 seconds, LBF is going to give you 10 questions. Jeez. Now, your goal is to answer all 10 of these correctly. You can pass at any time, save plenty of time at the end to come back and pick up any that you passed over. So are you ready to play?
I am.
You can do it.
Okay, come on. You're a psychologist. Psych yourself up. Ladies and gentlemen, let's play Win a Grand in 60 seconds.
What is 12 plus 7?
19.
What is the name of a baby cow?
Calf.
What actor plays Captain Jack Sparrow in the Pirates of the Caribbean movies?
Johnny Depp.
Which movie features the song Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead?
Wizard of Oz.
In which European city would you find Orly Airport?
Paris.
What is the famous brewery founded in Dublin in 1759?
Guinness.
What object did Ben Franklin attach to the end of his kite string to prove that lightning is electricity?
A key.
Who is the villain in 101 Dalmatians?
Cruella de Vil.
Who is the oldest of the Kardashian sisters?
Pat.
Bismarck is the capital of which U.S. state?
North Dakota.
Who is the oldest of the Kardashian sisters?
Kim, it's the older one.
That was the only one you didn't get.
Nine out of ten.
That was amazing. Oh, man.
Okay, now if...
Yeah, okay. They're good for nothing.
What are you...
Courtney's the oldest.
Courtney. I'm sorry.
Well, I thought you were going to do it.
Me too.
You're going to love the consolation prize, y'all.
Hank, you forecast that pretty well.
Nice job.
You did really, really great.
That was so good.
Oh, my. Yes. It's probably like the DVD of the Kardashians, right?
I'm sure it is.
No, it's not.
I'm sorry, but that's on Blu-ray, and Samsung just canceled that.
You wore that dress that Kim wore over the weekend. There you go.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, but we do have a fine consolation prize, because spring is right around the corner, so we have a pair of tickets to the National Golf Expo and a mass tour card, which is an entire season's worth of golf for you. So that's a good deal.
That's a good thing.
Nice. You can tee it up at the 2019 National Golf Expo from March 1st to the 3rd at the Seaport World Trade Center. We're transforming you into, by the way, transforming into the Northeast's largest indoor pro shop and driving range. Now, that's pretty cool. Visit golfexpoboston.com for more information. Hey, congratulations.
Oh,
you did
so good.
You represented yourself very well.
Thank you so much.
Okay, have a great day today, okay?
Kardashians.
Okay. I know, those Kardashians. So, you think you can do it? See, Cheryl almost did it. You can do it, but you got to register. Log on to WRR.com, and you can win a grand in 60 seconds, $1,000 from Century Bank.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wiley Show.
Well, good morning. This is the Lorne and Wiley Morning Show, and one of the subjects of possibly the most iconic picture of an entire generation passed over the weekend.
Yes, a little bit of the death report. This is brought to you by Citizens Bank. But, yeah, you know that famous life photo right after, like, the day World War II was over and everyone went to the streets of New York City and then there's a sailor kissing what looks to be a nurse. And
right,
it's like this great photo. Well, the guy who, the sailor was George Mendonca from Middleton, Rhode Island. He was the guy in the picture, and he died this weekend. He was 95 years old, spent most of his life being a fisherman down in Rhode Island. And the story about behind this picture is pretty interesting because he was on a second date with his wife, soon-to-be wife.
Soon-to-be, well, yeah.
And they came out of Radio City Music Hall. They found out that World War II was over.
Japan had just surrendered.
They had surrendered. Yeah. And so it was an amazing... Everyone was celebrating in the streets. And he was so caught up in the moment. And he saw this woman who was in a nurse's uniform. She wasn't a nurse. She was a dental hygienist, I guess. And he just was reminded of when he was serving in Japan over on the USS Sullivan and how the nurses took care of everybody. And he just grabbed her and he kissed her right square on the lips in front of the girlfriend, Rita. And Rita was like, whatever.
Maybe he knew that Rita didn't kiss until the third date.
Maybe, I guess. But it's so funny. A year later, he married Rita. And then he actually...
And Rita held that over his head
for the rest
70
of his
years.
Well, the other thing
and now he's free.
They never knew who the guy was in the picture, Life Magazine, or Alfred Eisenstadt, who shot the photo. And a lot of people came forward and said it was... them, but it wasn't. It was always this guy. And he sued Life Magazine because they never identified him. And he didn't do it for the money. He just wanted to make sure that no one else took the credit for it. And
those are his lips.
Those are, yes, exactly.
You know, there's an amazing statue of that picture in that pose in Sarasota. It's right in the heart of Sarasota in a park downtown. And it's about 60 feet tall. It's huge.
Wow.
Yeah, but despite that kiss, he said he only had eyes for Rita, that woman he was on the date with. He was the niece of his brother-in-law's parents. When I saw the niece, I went, holy Jesus, she's beautiful. If you saw her, you're not surprised why I married her.
He is from Rhode Island.
I love that story. I really, really do. And another little death, I'm sorry about this.
Oh,
Karl Lagerfeld, the fashion icon. Who ran Chanel since 1983, whose clothes I never could fit into or afford. Thanks, Carl.
Yeah, but he lied about the sizes.
He died. He was 85 years old.
Yeah.
Legendary. Known for his like white hair and a ponytail and big sunglasses. And he insults a lot of people.
I'm glad he's dead, though.
Well, he used to.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so it's like 17 degrees out there this morning. And that's warming up a little bit. So it's not really the kind of day where you can tell the kids, hey, go outside and play.
Yeah,
okay, sure you can.
It's school vacation week. What are the kids doing?
It's a hard thing to do because, you know, you're just coming off Christmas. You don't have any money. You're paying the bills. And then you go on social media and everyone's like, you know, Punta Cana or something and you just want to die. Yeah. I found a very inexpensive way to waste about an hour.
Oh, all right.
Seven people, $24, bowling, but candle pin bowling in Norwood Lanes. The best time you'll ever have.
That's a great take for cheap. I mean, it's really inexpensive.
Yeah. Inexpensive. Yeah.
There's a bar.
There's no bar.
Oh, forget it. Go to a different place.
There's no bar.
But they got snacks. They got snacks.
They have snacks. They also have the cool vending machine that has that crushed ice. And it's like
Timberlanes down in Abington area. Abington-Whitman. Like they've got a bar attached.
So no, actually, I was actually enjoying myself despite not being hammered.
Well, you can walk out.
And wearing someone else's shoes.
And,
yes.
You can walk out the front door and go down two doors to Lewis's.
To Lewis's, yeah. And I just thought, you know, because sometimes it just gets really, really expensive going out to eat or anything like that. So this was a nice, inexpensive way to spend some quality time.
You did Disney on Ice, did you?
Hank and I, we did. Yeah, we took the fam to Disney on Ice on
Friday night. Spectacular show.
It's the, what's it, Mickey's Search Party.
Oh.
And it's really a fun show. My five-year-old Lila was in heaven.
Oh,
every
nice.
Act that came out, I mean, all
she
the princesses.
She knew them all, right?
And she was just screaming at the top of her lungs, which it's nice to take kids to a place where they can scream at the top of their lungs.
Right, not get thrown out.
And not get thrown out.
That's true. That
and there's a lot of, like, aerial stuff in it. Not the mermaid, but also the mermaid.
Different aerial kind of stuff.
But, like, Cirque du Soleil type stuff with, like, you know, the ropes and swinging around.
Oh, they got a couple of trampolines on the side.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, neat.
It was really fun.
Plus, it doesn't matter where you sit. There's always something going on right in front of you.
It's kind of like a three-ring circus, right?
Yeah.
School vacation.
Exactly. Right? Sam, did you have a good time at Disney on Ice?
Yeah, that would be Elephants on Ice.
Yeah, exactly.
You had a good time looking at all this stuff. Okay, that's fantastic.
Yeah, Sam, my nine-year-old, he saw a few minutes of Disney on Ice, then walked around the garden and looked at all of the memorabilia and stuff. So he had a good time.
Something for everybody.
It was really fun.
Get out there and just try to have a good time.
Yeah, and that's at the garden all week, so check it out.
And Norwood lanes are open all week.
Got it.
Okay, thanks. The Lauren and Wally Show. More 80s. More Lewis. All day. And all night. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
So this is about a little doggy.
Yeah, well, you know, it's funny. My dad's dog and my parents' dog was missing for 2.5 days last week.
Yeah.
Got lost late at night in the dark. We found 2.5 days later. It felt like a month looking for the dog. They were so upset. We found it. This is a story of Kaiser. He's a 5-year-old King Shepherd.
Kaiser Sose?
Kaiser Sose. Well, this is a very tough dog. Lived out in Ashby, Massachusetts. So the family that owned Kaiser, they had a wedding to go to. So a friend, like, was dog sitting and put the dog. Well, the dog was the dog was leashed, but got out of the leash and jumped over a 6-foot fence and disappeared.
Very agile.
And of course, they felt horribly. And they spent months looking for the dog. They even used a drone to try and fly around the area to look from above to see the dog.
Wow.
And they had given up hope. Well, last week up in Bethel, Maine, some 175 miles from Ashby, Massachusetts, there was a woman. It was actually about a month ago. There was a woman who was a stray dog, and her freezer broke, and she had all this meat. And so she started to put the meat outside. She put it outside one night hoping it would stay.
Yeah.
She woke up the next day, and the meat was gone.
Really?
She realized the dog had eaten. And then the dog hung around for 3 or 4 weeks.
Sure.
Well, why wouldn't you? Yeah.
I would, too.
Finally,
Lauren was on his way up.
Finally, she called the animal control officer, who came. They picked up the dog, and they took it to a no-kill shelter.
Uh-huh. Yeah, okay.
And then, if nobody claims the dog in 6 days... Then
they kill it.
They can put it up to...
No!
Oh, my God. I'm sorry.
They put it up for a dog.
My mistake.
Lauren?
You're so dark.
What happened was they started to share it on Facebook.
Oh, okay.
And somehow, through Facebook, over a matter of a couple days, they were able to notify the woman who was babysitting the dog when the dog got lost.
You're kidding me.
They notified the family. They have like a 4.5-year-old child.
Wow.
And they also have like a 16-month-old.
Wow.
They found the dog. And at first they didn't think it was the same dog because it looked different.
Yeah,
like the Changeling. You ever see that movie?
8 months, 175 miles. Never give up hope.
It's like Homeward Bound.
Yeah.
That's such a good movie too.
Right.
Oh, it's a happy ending.
And you know
what?
The dog rescue people are probably the best people in the world.
Well, look at that. I mean,
they never give up.
What I'd really like to know is if the dog owner was still talking to the friend that lost the dog.
I absolutely want to know that, too.
Very seriously.
That's a good point.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lauren and Wally Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.